Welcome back to this month's book review, which is A Witch Alone by Marion Green. Now, I wanted to do this one. Oh, I wanted to reread it actually, and review it, because this was one of the first books I actually read. It's probably the one that actually set me off in witchcraft. Obviously, I was interested in particular things. Earlier on, when I was a child, 12 years old, I was in the library reading Lobsang Rampa books and reading about astral projection and things like that. But it was in 1995, December 1995 specifically, when I sat down and did my first magical witchcraft practice, which was to create a ball of protective or sacred space around me and allow it to float in the universe, in the cosmos, just float around. It was an incredible experience. It was a very magical experience. But this was definitely one of them. She did write several books that were very interesting. And it's traditional witchcraft, but it's very, I'm going to say, gentle. It's not that kind of hardcore tradition specific stuff. This is very much written in the vein of what we would expect something like neo-paganism or neo-wicca to be written as, but from the perspective of traditional witchcraft instead of that Wiccan angle. It is written specifically for solo practitioners, people who want to practice by themselves and do not want to join a group or cannot join a group, very specifically for those people. And what's great about this book is, let's go to it's 13 Moons to Master Natural Magic. So it has 13 chapters, and each chapter is designed to guide you onto a specific thing within witchcraft itself, and then it gives you exercises at the end. So if we, for instance, let me just get past the introduction, sorry if I bumped the camera there. So a new moon and a new dream. So this gets you started. This kind of brings you into the idea that there may be things in your immediate environment, in your community, which may be related to paganism and witchcraft, and which you should go and explore. So it goes through all the text, the teaching itself, and then it has exercises at the end, which are quite simple, straightforward. You know, this is to actually start what she calls a book of illumination. So it's about your discoveries, your experiences on the path. And then it has suggested reading at the end for that particular month. So it goes through 13 moon months, so four weeks, 28 days, and therefore it kind of ties into that whole idea of a year and a day teaching training for first degree witches. So it goes through, let me just go back to the chapters rather, be easier that way. So it starts off with, you know, just starting out, and then you meet the god and the goddess. This first chapter, as I said, is very much about connecting with your environment, your community, where you actually live. So there's a large focus on connecting with the land, connecting with the energies that you find yourself in and are around you, rather than trying to connect to energies which are foreign to you. The energies and the land that you are on, in your community, in your environment, in your neighborhood, these are all energies that you can connect directly with. So they're very important. And that's a very traditional witchcraft perspective, connecting with the land. Then you meet the god and the goddess. So it discusses the god and god and the goddess, and, you know, taking path workings to go and meet them. Sacred cycles goes into the cycles, the sabbats, the wheel of the year. Circle between the worlds discusses actually creating a circle which you can move between the worlds between this world and the other world. Then you take a journey to the other world, so that's path working and such things. Seeking out Pagan Traces, again, connecting with the land, your environment, your neighborhood. Going into the healing arts, divination and dowsing, going into plant power, which is herb lore, exploring the moon magic and the solar cycles, you know, actually connecting with the planetary energies which get reflected through the moon itself, and going into working with the sun, sun's energy and whatnot, recovering the ancient wisdom, dedication to the old ways. This actually discusses initiation ceremonies and rites and being initiated into a tradition itself, into a coven. So although it is directed for the or at the solo practitioner, it does obviously discuss the possibility of joining a group, joining a coven, if there's one in your area that you can join directly, and if you want to. So it does discuss that, and if you want to, what to look out for. You know, some of the red flags and things like that. But then it actually goes into doing a dedication rite yourself. And then completing the circle is just wrapping everything up. But as I said, it's, you know, each chapter ends with some fantastic book recommendations. This was the, which was this? This was the healing plant power one. The healing arts one. So, you know, it's specifically books about the healing arts. And if we go into, let me just find which chapter it was again. You know, even suggestions of Journey to the Other World, I think it was. 80. Let's just go here and see if I got the right one. You know, even, you know, if the journey to the other worlds, moving between the worlds and doing journey work. You know, even books like Harry Potter, Terry Pratchett, Weird Sisters. You know, inciting your imagination, which is very important when you're doing trance work and journey work, is to incite the imagination and become immersed in the experience itself. So I recommend this. Anybody who wants to start on the path of witchcraft, I definitely recommend this book. It's one of my favorites. It got me going. It got me started. And it's a plan. It gives you a guided plan, 13 months, or well, 13 moon cycles anyway, of lessons, of exercises to do, of books to read so you can extend your knowledge further. And experience knowledge from different people and different perspectives. So this is an absolutely fantastic book. I love it. I recommend it to everybody. So Witch Alone by Marion Green. Obviously, as always, I'm putting the link in the description, or in the description and in at the top here, in the little, if you hit the little eye icon. I also have an Amazon store now where you can go, and all of the books that I review and recommend, I am listing on there, slowly adding to it as I go, just to make sure that I don't miss anything, and they are books that I have read and definitely think are worthwhile. But I put these reviews on that store as well. So you can go check that out. I'll also put that link in the description, and there will be a second link in the card at the top here, the eye icon for that. And I do appreciate any support from that, because if you go follow those links and you buy a book, I get a small commission, which then I can buy more books and review them. So I do appreciate that. Okay, that's it for A Witch Alone, Marion Green. Hope you enjoy it.